What's up, what's happening? You're not tuning in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. Follow the show page at Real Thinkers POD. And you can listen to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, and more. I'm here with the best podcast co-host I can possibly ask for. Tink, what's going on?
Yo, what it do? You can follow me on Twitter at the underscore. I'm underscore Tink.
Slim.
Yo, it's Slim.
And the birthday boy, happy birthday.
Mr. Freak Nasty himself.
What's up, man? It's day. It's my birthday, man. Nigga turned 29.
Man. Damn. You getting on up there, man?
Yeah, I'm turning 20 next year, man. I'm hitting the reset button.
What? Wow. You can't do that. You got to have a 30-30.
No, 30 is a new 20, though.
What? I don't think it's a new 20, but it's an awesome. It's great.
I got some years before I get there, but I'm saying. I'm gonna be a dirty 30.
You know, I'm just letting y'all know I was depressed as hell about turning 30.
Why?
Because, man, like, bro, I was just like, fuck that. I'm not in my 20s no more. Like,
you're gonna be like when you turn 40. Damn, man.
I was looking forward to being in my 20s. You know what I'm saying? And then I really thought my life expectancy wasn't gonna be that long either. So,
oh,
I never thought about
what you was gonna do.
Well,
so now it's like, God damn, like I done made it past what I thought I was gonna be. So, yeah. That's how I look at it now. Like, I just look at it like I'm back in my 20s. So, I mean,
30 isn't that far away from your 20s.
It ain't. You know what I'm saying?
When you reach 35,
it is kind of helpful, though. Like, when you meet women and shit, and they be like, how old are you? And you like, 30. It's like, ooh, you seasoned? It's like, yeah.
Seasoning delicious.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Is 30 it? Is like that wine that's been sitting around for like maybe 20, that was the 30 thing years. It's ready, like, to be sipped.
I'm most excited about that because then, like, I can start going after young hoes. Because like, once I start seeing the, like, the gray hair and the salt and pepper and shit going on, they're going to
How be, young you talking? We talking 18 we talk, or older,
nah,
right? Talking,
nah, like college juniors, seniors. I'm going after the juniors and seniors in college. So they 20,
20, 21, 22. My, if she 18, she could date me. I promise.
I mean,
if she 18, I was smashed.
Is it?
You gonna find your
a bad bitch turn 18 every day? I promise, I will smash if she 18.
Some daddy's gonna hurt y'all.
These 18-year-olds ain't looking 18
no more. Mm-mm. Hell, these 16-year-olds ain't looking 16 no more.
Yeah, I'm checking for ID too. Man. You ain't gotta worry about it.
Get some ID. Birth certificate, matter of fact.
I'm dead serious. But yeah, so what you got planned for your birthday? You going raw? You eating some booty?
Wow.
You gonna open up the coochie shop? Wow. Like, what we doing?
I thought we was talking about like going out to eat or...
That's why I just asked him, what's he going?
That was in the plan. That was on the schedule. But you know, life don't never really work out how you want. So really, honestly, I haven't been doing nothing but just like eating hot wings and watching movies and taking naps.
Ain't nobody sent them news out.
Ain't nobody sent me shit.
Yeah. Ladies, what is wrong with you?
What's up with y'all? This man's birthday.
Cool. I understand. It's cool. They don't really fuck with me like this.
I don't fucking understand.
Bro, you got all them girlfriends. Ain't nobody sent you no news.
Then you need to reset the girlfriends. You need to fire all of them. Gotta go.
Like, you got till Monday. Today. And it's like, it's
no.
Done.
Today is it.
They done. Yeah, 12.
11:59 today.
They had, it's about 1 something now, 2 something now. So they got about 12 more hours before my phone started getting something. Because
you haven't got one happy birthday.
I get plenty of happy birthdays. I haven't gotten a single nude or anything off my list yet.
Not even a nipple.
Nothing.
Damn.
Man, it gotta be hard to be.
Nah, it's cool. Like, I was really like expecting this, honestly.
Really? With all your girlfriends?
Yeah.
You gotta get some new girlfriends.
They cheating.
Counsel
they
them
full
out.
Of shit.
Yeah, counsel them out.
That's what I'm saying. I fire them every week.
Cause a nude is a free gift, ladies. You didn't have to buy that. You could have just sent a half nude and could have been like, damn.
You said you fire them every week.
Yeah, like every week they get fired.
They probably feel unappreciated.
Cause if you fire them, are you rehiring them every week too?
It depends on how they perform.
See, once you fire somebody so many times, rehire them, it's just like whatever.
Okay, but still, the point is, man, look, it's based on performance. Like, the performance for the week.
Now, I'm agreeing with you. The performance for the week is lacking.
How they get their job back?
then they just have to have their performance be above par. And then
is it a 10-point performance level?
What's it's sort of like you go from hire, and then like once you fire, it's kind of like a probationary period where you just like temp service, where you just do like menial.
So do you provide performance reviews?
Yes, every week. That's why I say they get fired every week. So
once they get fired, they got to come back. They got to come in and like go above beyond just to get back in there off their probationary. Yes. Okay.
Anybody ever gave special favors to get that job?
I have accepted that. I definitely accepted that. Like, that's some under the table meeting.
That's an under the table payment.
Hey, that is like a porn genre.
It really is.
Girl sleeps with manager.
Let me find out.
Hey, I didn't want to say this, but I actually went into a sex store. Like, somebody had took me in there because they was like,
you did you see thirsty. the edible powder that you, because
listen,
wait a minute, hold up.
Wait, get into that.
Okay,
get into this,
continue, because I ain't through with you Slim. Yeah, you don't fucked up.
But I went because y'all know, like, I want to hog tie me a bitch. Like, I'm into, I want to, like,
yeah.
So I went looking for stuff. Like, I had a friend of mine take me in there and like found some stuff.
Was a friend, boy or girl?
It was a girl.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like she went in there and like helped me like find some stuff, cause she into that and like she know all about this shit, and she was just like helping me like get comfortable with the idea and like telling me what to do with the girl when I do it. So I was like, okay, cool. So we went in there and we got the shit. The manager of the place, homosexual white dude, like flamboyant.
Mm-hmm. He probably helped you find some good stuff.
He knew. Like, yeah. That, well, that's the shit that would trip me out. Like, he was giving me tips. Like, bruh.
He participates in that.
I didn't know. And that's what made it so fun. It's like, bruh, this dude is like blatantly, like, girl. Yeah. Like, and like, wait, let me tell y'all what y'all should do. You should know, you should get this, and then y'all should get this. You know, we have this. If you get this, it's, half off.
Oh, kind of deal going on.
He was like, are y'all using this for each other? Are y'all together, man? He's like, nah. He's like, well, excuse me, my B.
No, but seriously, you at places of employment, you want your people to be knowledgeable.
That's true.
About whatever they're doing.
Yeah. I thought about working a sex store, so yeah.
Yeah,
because you're knowledgeable about what they sell?
Yeah. I think with my knowledge on Christian Grey and a lot of things, I think I could successfully help a lot of people build the bedroom back to where it needs to be.
You do. And the dude, he like sold me, like said, if you're gonna tie her up, you should get this little vibrator. It has 7 speeds, 7 controls. And
do you put it on?
He said no, he's like it goes on the outside. It's not on the inside.
Outside of what? You or her?
Her. It's for her. Like, cause I'm doing the torturing type of thing.
But you can put one on you that when you.
No, I was gonna get it, but we're gonna talk.
It's
about
a ring. It's a vibrator ring.
Yeah, but he sold me something. It's sort of like a jelly type of thing. It's like, and you put your dick in it.
Yes, like, it got like lips on the top of it. Looks like a pair of lips at the top. Yeah, yep.
No, but she like sucks me while it's on
there.
Dick.
Yeah. And then if she can stop and then do it, ejaculate, it'll catch your cum in there. Like,
I wish y'all could see our faces right now. We like, bro.
Red Eagle Slim is in the building.
My bad, y'all.
No, keep going.
Do you have that item or something, Slim? Like,
tell us more.
You got excited, like.
Tell us more, Slim.
Y'all got it. Hey, we're gonna start Facebook Live the show. I'm gonna set that up where we Facebook Live the show. But listen, Slim just took her arm, and when she said ejaculate, she was working this imaginary penis. I ducked. Because
when she said calm, it's just like explosive.
Ain't
oh
no
my God.
It's not a penis out anywhere in the vicinity, but I ducked because I thought something was going to hit me in the eye. She was so serious with it.
The toy is made for you to start it
and
then toy to finish
doing it.
hear my blood pressure rising. Like, Jesus.
If it, it's real, it's so like got, silicone.
And then when she got her hand, it's tilted towards me.
So it's like when it shoots, Sarah's gonna shoot at her.
Oh,
right?
God.
She's like, I'm like, whoa.
The vision.
Hold on.
I really wish y'all could have seen that. That was great.
That was hilarious. But I'm so shocked because we coming from a place where Slam, a sex store, it's nasty. And she up here telling us how things work in there. Oh, my God. I'm amazed.
So why don't you like the ring?
I didn't want the ring. Like, the dude,
the ring is on you, but it's not for you.
He sold me on the fucking, the glove thing because he was knowledgeable about shit.
What color did you get?
It's like clear.
Because they had it in pink,
too. Nah, but he was like, like, the dude just sold me because I ain't know shit about this. Like, but he came over and he was like, well, look, let me tell you what you should get. You should get this thing, and you know, she wraps it around your dick, and then while she's giving you head, sucking on your head, and she's jerking it, and it feels amazing. And he was like, oh my God, it feels amazing.
Because the inside, yep.
I was like, bro.
It feels amazing.
He's a professional.
Oh my God, I love it.
He was like, see, because me and my
did he introduce you to the, they have this powder, it's like a edible powder, it's flavored.
Nah, I ain't.
A powder, what would the powder be for?
It's for him.
They had a bunch of stuff over
there. You know, some people may like to put candy around the penis, fruit roll-ups, whatever you do.
Grapefruit,
something like that. The powder.
I thought it's like fun dip.
It's like, no. It's sort of, yeah, like fun dip.
Yeah.
But it's made for, because fun dip, I think, would not be good on the penis, like head.
Yeah,
but,
you know
you
can
put the
powder
there, and it can, I've been looking for some.
Yeah, because, see, I don't want to get nothing inside my pee hole, because, I think
this won't hurt you.
Time out. Two of the weirdest things I had happen to me before, this chick had a cup of Kool-Aid, dipped my dick in the Kool-Aid. Yes, that was like the best head I've ever received. The second
one. Did she put sugar on the Kool-Aid though?
It was cool. It was.
I was already
Kool-Aid.
Made up.
Yeah,
Kool-Aid.
It was already
made. Oh,
it was,
I thought she was powder.
Okay, okay. Dipping dick in the cup. And it, but look, okay. Now look, and another thing that was very weird, this chick wanted to suck ketchup off my penis. I didn't like the way that felt. I felt violated.
I don't even like eating ketchup like
I
that.
I don't like ketchup.
Ketchup is...
But it didn't feel good. Shit. And it was warm ketchup.
Oh,
like,
hell,
I like cold ketchup.
Listen, man, if you're going to do that to me, like, get some Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue.
Exactly.
Cool, you can do that to me.
Regular or, you know,
nah,
Sweet Baby
Ray,
yeah, they got different flavors. Okay, yeah, no.
Right.
But some women like candy or something sweet in their mouth when they're doing that type of stuff.
Yeah, like cough drops, peppermints.
Yeah, I was going to say gum, peppermints.
Red Hots, all that type of stuff, it works.
Have that cooling sensation.
Yep.
Hold on, time out. Y'all saying both
I'm
ways?
Excited, huh?
You can use it both ways? Is that what y'all saying?
What you mean?
That could a dude use it on a woman.
That's what y'all saying.
Well, he
right?
would have to... Yeah, you put it in your mouth. So if you want,
but that's what I'm asking. Is that what y'all just said? I was looking at my phone and I kind of lost what we were talking about.
I actually haven't had. I've had ice used on me. That's
right. She looked like,
it was alright, you know.
You get no. I don't see how. I don't see how you can really function with a mouth full of ice.
Well, it's not a mouth. It's just one piece in your mouth. See, you want the ice that you make at home. You know, not the. You know, the little...
I'm talking little about them big-ass cubes that you get in the house.
You
want to
suck on it for a little while.
Yeah.
You could...
Or break that motherfucker.
Yeah. Use half of
just get it.
Well, maybe me
so
and some of my sex partners ain't been the smartest people on earth. Because I had a motherfucker put two big-ass ice cubes in her mouth.
Ooh. Two.
Damn,
big surprised she ain't choked.
The big long... Well, it did come to a point where I thought I was going to have to dial 911 because I had got dressed. She could have died because I was going to be dressed by the time they got there. I wasn't going to be naked. Hold on.
Wouldn't that be awful? Something wrong doing sex.
Hold on. Let me put my clothes on before I call 911. Don't down on me.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I mean, we've all probably had situations where we had to visit the hospital after sex or something.
No.
I haven't.
I would be too shy. I would be too shy. But we did break a chair in my room because her booty weighed more than both of us. Like, she had extremely big booty.
Stallion.
Right? And she ride me, and I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? My eye rolled back in my head, and I did not feel the cherub was leaving. But that, look, the way she felt, my dick was finna break. You know, he just bust a vein. Like, I really, that shit hurt. And we was late. We laid there for a minute. Cause I was like, bro, if I gotta go to the hospital behind this. It was like when I was young, too. I was probably like 17. So it was like, how I'm explaining my mama I was fucking in her bedroom in the church.
But you don't. You just don't. Like, you don't explain it.
Because technically, it ain't really none of her business if your penis is broken.
I was in her room, though.
The chair could have fell over. Anything could have happened to that chair. We don't have to go into graphics on how the chair broke. Just,
my mama
somebody
knows.
Somebody else would have broke the chair.
My mama knows it. And she inspected gadgets. So she would have did some goddamn... She would have asked the police department to bring
one of them lights to see if I can see semen on my chair.
Bring a dog in here, too. Well, I wasn't too embarrassed with my doctor.
After. Oh, you had to go to the hospital? Somebody ripped you open?
It wasn't the hospital, but...
Somebody ripped you open.
No. It was a wrong hole fool moment.
Oh, man.
And I had some tears, and I had to use witch hazel pads.
I had this girl that I went to. We was in middle school. This happened was doing this in middle school, but this guy did that to her in middle school, and she had to do the same thing. She was bleeding.
Like,
really
it was
bad.
Blood. And really I had to, she's like, what happened here? We were having sex, and he went the wrong
home. I have a phobia for blood, right? And the first time I busted the girl's cherry, I don't know if I talked about that on the show, but we had fucked it, right? And then I had to.
What did y'all do?
Look. We fucked it. I hit her. I had my boxers on, right? So I just stuck through the pee hole and put it in. All right, so check this out. I take her home. I come back to the house. I got a piss really bad. I go to piss. And I just see white shit and blood on me. I call my best friend.
Oh, you said you thought you had AIDS or something?
Yes. I slept in the tub, bro. I slept in the tub.
Hit me. I finally got it. Then quick.
It's like, bro, I'm going to die. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, bro, she just laying on my dick, bro.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I was real young. I was probably like 18, but it's cool.
Yeah, I was young, too. I was about 20.
I ain't never had no thermometer, though, but I don't fuck with mine. Look, the sight of blood, I do not fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? If you die, I don't want it because I'm not going to react how normal people react.
Do people do that while they're...
Yeah, some niggas can't wait. I can wait.
Wait, what you mean wait?
Like when you just getting off your period and you still dying and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I can wait till it's fully gone. Because I seriously have a phobia for blood. I would die.
Look at Tink's face.
I would die. I can't do it. I'll wait. Tink looking like, who waits?
Wait for what? Like,
this is running red. Like, nah, I'm cool. I can't
do that. Well, technically, if it's after like the third day,
there we go.
Like, you're good to go.
Because the first or second day, you still cramping.
You can't play
stuff.
With it.
Fuck no. But third day,
y'all are all right.
It's still any type of drops of blood, it's not going.
You're going to have to grow up one
day.
The
way I'm going to react is going to turn you off. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I might faint. It's real shit. That's why I tell people, don't get stabbed around me.
So
don't
you're not
going to
be in the room when your wife has her baby?
Fuck no. I would be on the outside of the door. If I get you pregnant, anybody who's listening, I will stand on the outside of the living room. I cannot do blood. If you want me to be in the room, you have to understand that I will be blindfolded. I'll hold your hand. I cannot do blood, dog. It just don't work.
Well, blindfold is better than not being.
Yeah,
there.
Don't get shot, stabbed, none of that around me because you're going to be on your own. I swear to God, it's over. It's over. I think I cut the top of my head not too long ago. Came home one day and hit the bottom of the counter. I was on the phone with somebody. Might have seen that blood. I'm surprised I was so calm when I said, let me call you right back. So I hold the phone. I fainted. I can't do blood, bro. I just can't do it.
I mean, that's an actual phobia, so that's okay.
Blood and bridges. You know, the whole phobia about candles, that was just me bullshitting.
I used to be that boy about certain bridges I'm okay with. Then there's other bridges that I'm just not real.
But back to how y'all being sexually educated, because y'all might be educating some of the listeners, right? All right. How do y'all feel about hall passes in relationships?
I don't even know what that is.
Nah, next question. No.
No hall passes whatsoever.
So do you feel they don't?
They're very stupid. You open up a can of worms.
How?
At that moment, you can't say anything. Whatever happens after that, you can't.
I think if you put an expiration date on it.
No, you can't.
If you give a person a hall pass, like if you say, hey, this weekend, just Saturday, you go out and you could be with whoever you want to be without me feeling any type of way about it. I don't want to know any details, anything.
No.
You ever used milk pass as expiration date?
Nope.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying. This is like.
No, I've never.
Yeah,
I've never,
some people do, though.
After no, I don't.
At least a few days or so.
They go like another 7 days.
Hell no.
I have. Mom,
yeah, you can. Like a good
I don't fuck with it if it's the day before.
But you got some people that'll go past that expiration date.
But that's
date.
Not me, though.
The point I'm trying
it's
to
not
make,
about just you.
You can still go after the expiration date.
Okay. Yep. But then you have the right to be upset. That's what I'm saying.
But you allowed the first. You allowed fun dip that Dave
but
was talking about.
That's it, though. That's it, though. You just gave them that day.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
You can't. If you give something like that out.
I'm just being objective. I'm not saying that I'm okay with
but
it.
But what if
I'm
saying your dick is just like
that
good.
Bum?
It's
and
bum.
Every time you give them a hall pass, it's not just any random person. It's back to this one person. Technically, it's not a hall
it
pass.
To
that's
one
a side
it have to be that person. I think that would be the stipulation. It has to be a person, a new person, right? If you continuously.
You can't, how would you
so
know?
Are you going to be there every
know?
Time?
You won't know
go
that because
sex.
You're not there with them.
But that has to be a trust factor.
Yeah, it's not going to
be a
trust factor. The trust is pretty much do whatever you want to do. I don't have to know about it. Like, fuck that. I'm going to go fuck the same person that gave me the good this time. That next time, she'll never know.
But don't
we're
they
not
say everything
it.
That's done in the dark come to light?
Well, technically, it's not done in the dark. And when it comes to the light, look, you gave me this is going to be the reasoning behind it. When you find out you came up with this stupid ass idea in the first place, so I just kept fucking one person.
But I'm just saying, some people do that to keep it a little bit spicier. It's because
that's what we have sex
let's
for.
Tell,
that's
let's,
what we have porn for.
Let's tell. Let me help you how to keep this thing in the bedroom spicy. Stop
roll
doing ball. This old role play. Stop doing this old lay on the back flat. All this bullshit. Get up out the bed. Come up out the bedroom. It's okay to come up out the bedroom.
I don't,
go
I don't,
visit crystals. Yes, it's a lot yes. of things, man. It can help
fucking,
you out.
I don't recommend fucking in a car and put like I don't recommend fucking.
You know
in
what?
South.
I recommend having sex in the car because it's the thrill of getting caught that makes it so much better. Like,
but if you get caught,
that's fine. We'll deal with it. We'll
sex offender.
We'll deal with that when we get there. Having sex in the car is not going to Walmart's packed parking lot.
Listen to what I'm saying. If you get caught having sex, you can be registered as a sex offender.
We're not telling you to go to Walmart or Target's parking lot and have sex. There are a lot of secluded parks around here. You got to worry about
people. And that's true. But a lot of people have been caught in those places. That's what I'm telling you.
Y'all are so dumb.
The thing about being caught. Fuck.
If I'm gonna have sex and the car is gonna be like in the driveway of my house,
it's gonna be somewhere that I trust. I'm not just gonna go and say, "Hey,
all
go.
I'm saying is the thought of being registered as a sex offender for just having sex in a car."
KP, you're killing it.
It almost happened to me in high school, and I was scared as fuck. The police came by, so imagine if he would have, you know,
went
forth and was like, "We taking you out of jail."
For sex in a car.
Man, when I was younger, man, sex in the car was all I could do. Because I couldn't bring no chicks to the house, man. Because staying with my folks and shit. And I had to use, like, my grandma's truck to just do everything. Like, I did everything.
And don't they have, like, I know in Mississippi they have what they call turn roads. Like, where ain't nobody coming out there. It's like a... What type of road?
Dirt road?
It's like a dirt road. Yeah. They used to always call it a turn road. Well, they would go out there and just do what they do and come back to the city limits. Well, it's easier to do things like that, I guess, in Mississippi because there's a lot of wooded areas out there. So you can
but
do
I ain't
that.
No folk there, but like, man, when I was doing this shit, like, I would have, like, I had the one place. It was like a bank parking lot that didn't nobody used to go to. It was like the back of a grocery store, like a Save a Lot or some shit.
Yeah, you ain't worry about nobody come over there.
Nobody come near, motherfucker. I used to like pull up, like down the street. Like she come out and we just go down the street out from in front of her house. Shit, we used to go like just random back parking lots, just like dog parking lots.
The only place I have ever had sex in public was in the car in the back parking lot of Office Depot, and I had took one of my radios from work and I put it on the station at the Office Depot workers and Target workers were on and held the button the whole time we had sex.
Well, shit.
Wow. That was it.
What? I mean, that was enough.
It was just missing video. Exactly. It was just the thought of knowing that they have to hear this. You know what I'm saying? And then it's customers who hearing this. What could they do? You can't track a walkie-talkie.
Oh, that's great. It kind of includes the excitement of, is somebody going to kill? Like, oh look, there are ways. There are ways to not get boring in the bedroom. It's just, you got to come out of the bedroom. So, no to hall passes. I don't believe in that type of foolishness. Like, I didn't agree with hall passes when they get this shit in school, all that type of bullshit. Mm. So, I definitely not going to get one in my relationship. No.
Nah, but seriously, I feel like...
If, you see what happened to Tori, right?
I feel like if you feel that that's something that you want to try or you think that that will work for you, by all means... Go for it.
She gives you a hall pass. Are you returning that favor?
I'm not saying me.
I'm just saying your relationship. If your girl gave you one, would you give her one?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why. Right. I love hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love so hard, man. And the thought of you being with somebody else while you're with me taints you. So I wouldn't be able to ever take you back. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you cheat once, it's over. Or if you just go fuck somebody else over. If we break up and you have a child by somebody else, we can never be again.
I mean, y'all already broken up, so it really...
But I'm just saying, you can't come back over here. Like, it's a done deal. Like, that's solidifying that we'll never be again if you have go out and have a child by somebody else. You still got... Depending on how bad the breakup is, you would still have a chance if you didn't have a child by somebody else while we broke up.
Was that true about Monica and Shannon Brown?
No.
About him getting a side chick pregnant.
From what they're saying, no, this is some stalker girl that's been doing this for years.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Evidently, the FBI is involved because the picture of the baby she took was of somebody else's child.
Holy crap.
One of the parents of the child. Like, yeah. That's
creepy as fuck.
It is. I've had that happen to me. Somebody stole my pictures and used my little sister's picture and said that was her child.
Yeah.
We got the police involved.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. She was in Bolivar, Tennessee. This was MySpace days. Wow. We tracked her ass. Damn. My mama talked to her grandparents and everything.
Same thing happened similar with what this god sister pictures that were being used.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter. That was your god sister?
Who?
Never mind. Wasn't that a girl you knew that you grew up with that somebody was using the pictures of?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fuck, man. It was somebody from where you from who pictures were being used.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Same thing.
That's not your god sister?
No.
You just knew her?
I just knew her.
Okay, it's somebody
else. We from
the
same hometown.
Okay, that was somebody else's god sister.
You go to those extremes to say I got a baby,
it's creepy because they put a bad rep, you know.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, because that girl had a baby too.
Yeah.
And then the person who's pretending to be her, it's come to find out it was somebody close to her at that who was using her pictures. Nev should have been present for that catfish busting. Like, god damn.
And
that shit
they be
crazy.
Denying that shit, like, you can't make me believe that you are who this person is because you're not. Because I know who this person is.
She was married into the family to somebody,
man,
related to the girl, and she was using her pictures. I'm talking about, and then was people taking up for her. Like, we met her.
Yeah.
Like how y'all meet somebody that's not them?
Well, you did she do makeup? Did she watch YouTube? But YouTube can turn you into a whole different person.
No.
She's totally different from this girl.
Oh.
Like this was a whole nother girl. You know what I'm saying? That shit was crazy. Have y'all ever been catfish?
Yeah.
I know his story. The first time I met Dave, he told us this catfish story. I was literally in tears for hours. Yeah, like, he told the story, because I heard the first time he told it. But he told it like 3 times in that same night because so many different people started popping up. And it was hilarious every fucking time. You want to tell it?
Shit. About the chat line and shit, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dog. That shit.
Was this Yahoo days?
Man, this was like 2003, 2004, something like that. So, yeah, it was about MySpace days, Yahoo chat and all this shit. But, yeah, like, I was up after watching BET Uncut and shit, and it was like they have like the chat line commercials and shit. So I just called the motherfucker and was on there and then started just talking to meeting the chicks. And like a lot of them used to sound good, you know, when you on the chat line, they would have the cool chicks and then they would have like the nasty, freaky bitches that would be moaning and shit on the phone. And that, I really wasn't on this shit. But I ended up meeting with a chick, like getting her number and shit. She said she stayed down the street and she go to the same high school I go to. So I was like, damn, cool. So we going to meet up. So I got her number off there and like we talking for a few months and it was like during the summer. So during the whole summer, we talking again, cool. Like we exchanging all type of freaky messages and shit up on the phone late at night and shit. And I was like, fuck it, well, I ain't doing nothing tomorrow. I should just come through. So she like, yeah, cool. Come on through there. So whole time, her voice is like, you can hear it. Like, she sounds cute as fuck. Like, she says she a cheerleader. So, I'm thinking in my head, damn, ain't no ugly cheerleaders. So, when I get over there, like, you know what I'm saying? She was like, bring some candy or something. Like, because we both like Reese's. So, I went to the store. I got some Reese's. Man, went over there. I was like, man, I finally get some pussy, man. Because this was before I lost my virginity. So, I was like, damn, I'm finna get some. And then I go over there. And then knock on the door, man, and this bitch look like a fucking, like a swamp monster or something. You know, like some shit, like some shit that you see on like a science fiction movie. Like, what? Bro, she was so, I thought she was like this, like sort of petite or like kind of thick. But like she was like built terribly. Her hair was like nappy and had the braids and they was stinking. She had acne. Then she, like, her shirt had, like, a ketchup stain or something.
Oh, my goodness.
The, fuck, the bitch was eating, like, corn dogs or something. So she did that shit. Then when she smiled and seen me, she had, like, a fucking streak of butter on her teeth.
Oh, my Lord.
So I was like, damn. So I couldn't just, like, run.
Yes, you could have.
I was just like trying to be nice, so I just like. No. So she was like, "Come in the house." I came in the house, and I sat down on like the love seat, and like sat on the corner of the love seat, and was just like sitting there. And she was like, "Why are you quiet? You all sitting over there?" And she got up and came and sat next to me, and like was all up on me and she and was like trying to kiss on me, and, and I was like, "Bruh." Like, I was nervous.
He looked nervous now.
I didn't want to be bothered, but it was like at the same time, I couldn't just like be rude as fucking girl. Because she, like, we go to the same school, and if she see me, then I don't know what the fuck she, you know what I'm saying?
So
she
you've been seeing her probably all the time, just not knowing who she
that
is.
That happened to me too. No. My catfish, and we went to high school together.
You know what I'm saying? The crazy shit is, once, like, after that.
You saw her all the time.
No, I seen her a few times, but like she used to mean mug me. But before we got to that, I had to get out of this situation. So what I did was like, we gonna do like this role playing thing. I was like, you just go in the room, and then I'm gonna sneak through your window like a burglar, and then we gonna have sex. So she went back there in her room and like opened the window, and I said, okay, I'm finna go out here and then sneak around the back of the house, and then I went out the door and went straight to the fucking house, went straight home, like left, took my Reese's.
Did she call you?
Took your Reese's too.
Yeah, she would call me. I wouldn't answer the phone. Like, I'll tell my mom, like, if this number pop up, just let this shit ring. Like,
that's gotta suck. Yeah, and then
when school started, I seen it. Like, she was mean mugging me. Like, she was staring at me and shit. She wanted to kill me, man. And I was just like,
they might say her braids stink.
Dirty
hair.
Did you? So y'all ever been kept? You said no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have.
What happened with you?
We met each other in the Yahoo chat room.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, we were both from Memphis. Well, living in Memphis at the time. And he didn't tell me at that moment that we went to the same high school.
Yeah.
But we had been conversing online, exchanged numbers, had been talking on the phone every day, all day. Like, I really like the fuck out this guy.
Like, you see, that's the thing. You always hit it off with personality wise.
Yeah, and his voice was so dreamy. Gosh. And he told me he plays sports, so I'm just imagining him have a nice ass body and shit like that. So after a while, we're talking, and then school's about to start. So he tells me we go to the same high school. I'm going there too. We're about to register for school. So I'm like, okay, well, cool. I might see you.
Yeah.
Didn't see him during registry, but when school started, I took a class with his brother.
Yeah.
Only way I figured out it was his brother because of his last name.
Yeah.
So we're in class. The teacher calls his name. So I'm turning around looking. I see his brother. I was like, oh, his brother ugly as hell.
He's a family trait.
I guarantee his brother look like him. I ain't say nothing. So lunchtime came and we had like four separate lunches. But coincidentally, we all had the same lunch, like his brother and my class. So we went to lunch and his brother goes up to this guy. He's older, like a year or two older than him. And I asked, I was like, y'all know them dudes over there? I was like, yeah, that's, ooh, I'm going to say his name.
But yeah, like, they knew him. Yeah.
That's so-and-so. I was like, who is that dude next to him? That's his brother. What's his name? He told me his name. I was like, you lying. He had some kind of condition, like with his hair. It wasn't alopecia, but he had these big ass knots in his head that were bald, but he had hair, but the knots were bald, and he just was not cute to me. And after a while, he figured out who I was, but we never spoke to each other. We never exchanged words or anything. He just knew that I was not attracted to him, and I was like, bro, you fucked me up with that one. I'm thinking you fine as hell.
Did he really play sports?
No,
he lied.
He didn't do shit.
Oh my lord!
He juiced that up real good.
Real good.
Niggas, he plays.
We walked past each other and didn't say nothing to each other. We just knew from that point on, like
it wasn't gonna work.
This is not it. All
right, I think I had a couple situations where I got catfished. My partner, all right, free ride or die here, man. But this nigga here put me out on a humble. He met this chick, and my first time seeing her, she was bad as hell. So, I instantly asked the question that most dudes, black dudes, ask when they see their partner got a female. She got any friends? She got any cousin? She got a sister? So he's like, yeah, she got a sister, man. She look just like her.
Oh, that's a lie.
Now, this is around the time where you still had the right, like, I'm showing my age, but who gives a fuck? This is around the time where you still had the right girls' numbers down, right? Like, cell phones weren't as popular, so it wasn't no goddamn picture messaging. You know what I'm saying? The internet wasn't popping in. You know what I'm saying? So, I get her number, and when I finally get to go see her for the first time, I told my partner, because he was driving the car. He was driving. I said, hey, bro, we was in my mama car that I had stole, matter of fact. But I told him, I said, hey, bro, drive. I want you to drive because if she don't look anything like what I've been told, I'm going to just jump in the car and pull off, right? So I get out the car. She pulls up. Boom. So I'm like, okay, all right. You know what I'm saying? Cause she behind a tent. So I'm like, all right, she kind of look good behind a tent.
Everybody
looks good, man. Right, it's July, right? It's hot as hell. She gets out with a blue jean catsuit on, around the wrist is a cheetah print, around the wrist and around the collar, and then around the ankle part.
No,
like,
sir.
Fur cheetah print. Bruh, she, like, all this is sweaty. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thighs and the coochie area, like, that shit is wet.
So, you know her crack didn't have any air.
Her armpits, sweaty. So, you know what I did? Go, bro, go! This one, I took the key out the ignition. So, I just ran.
Might have been a woman.
I just ran and jumped back in the car. And this man took the key out of the ignition. So we.
You had to face that one.
So we sitting there, and he was like, I can't wait to tell this story.
Oh, that's so petty.
And I was like, we gonna chat when we get back to the crib. I swear to God. No, we talking to our bro. I'm like, bro, we gonna, I'm gonna beat your ass when we get back.
He probably dying last.
Exactly. So I get out the car. So she's like, hey, I can't get a hug. I was like, man, it's too hot to be hugging and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So just stay right there. So we stood out there on top for about 30 minutes. She just squinting, looking like a goddamn glazed cigarette. I'm so goddamn angry.
Wait.
I know. A glazed cigarette.
Was she cute in the face?
Oh, like, she was light skinned. It was it.
That doesn't mean you're cute.
I know. I'm just saying. That's it.
A glazed cigarette.
But yeah, man, fuck you, BB, man. You already know you wrong for that.
A long sleeve.
It was a
denim.
It was a cat suit
in July.
In July, bro.
You said it was long sleeve.
Yes, it was a cat suit.
A leopard around.
It had the animal. It was fur around the wrist part, and then around the ankle.
What kind of shoe she have on?
And the collar. I can't remember that. I just know it was a blue jean cat suit. Probably had some Prince. Yeah, probably about Prince. That was Princess Reebok day.
Then y'all hate them shoes. You
but I'm talking about soon she get out of the car. I'm right there next to the door, and she opens the door and gets out the car. I was like, "Go, bro, go!" And I ran and jumped in the car, and he just took the key out, cut the car, took the key out.
So you had to talk to her after she started. You run to the car.
Yes. I was like, "Bro, I'm gonna beat your ass when we get back to the house, bro." Like that shit really happened. That shit fucked me up. To me, that was one of the worst ones. Another time. So we pulled up listened to the same partner. He was like, after this one, I just like, bro, I ain't listening shit else you tell me. Like, bro, you gonna fuck, you gonna dig her. Bam, bam, bam. So she stayed in East Memphis. And you know, everybody knew back in the day, East Memphis puts out the best looking women in the city. So someone he said she was from the East, she got to be bad. Right?
Which east, southeast, north, you gotta think about that.
Just listen, we pull up, she got a nice ass house. I got two of my partners with me. So we get out the car and she was like, just come up to the door. So I'm like, cool. Bam. So walk up, I'm like, my bro, I'm finna fuck shit out this fan ass bitch, man. So. My shit open that door.
The Resbucha rock out.
You would have thought I caught a Pokemon.
Does she look like a Pokemon?
She looked like something. It wasn't human.
Damn, come like a Snorlax or something.
So look, we walk in. So she, we walk in. She was like, which one of y'all is my real name? Mm-hmm. So
I would push my friend to the front.
My partner, I got one of my partner. He always was pretty boy Mike. I was like, him right here. So she sat next to him on the couch. And he like this.
Yep, see, nah, was
and easy. I was sitting on the other side. And then my partner, this man, he trying to defuse the whole situation. But his choice of how he chose to defuse it was hilarious. She had a table, her family had a dining room table, right? And then they had a big ass picture of the Last Supper. The table looked exactly the same as the Last Supper table. So my partner was like, how the fuck do y'all dining room table look just like the table in the business? So she was mad about that. Then I had the floor model TV where you had the little click.
Dial.
Yeah, but it's the turn though on the TV.
She had older parents.
And that joint was black and white. So them folks fine, like they checking the roasting, Joan, and whatever y'all call it, the shit out of her. So she put us out. Which I was like, thank God. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we ain't just. My thing was, I just wanted to storm out and leave. You know what? But I didn't know how to do it because she locked the door. So it's like,
why? What's her personality not cool?
I don't even remember talking to her that much. I think it was just like, hey, what's up? I'm going to pull up on you this weekend. That was it.
Are there any successful stories from, like, these chat lines?
I came up significantly a couple times, but like for the most part, it's just been like you got to be cautious, man.
Yeah, you do.
You can't have your
well, that's
kind
of like now with a lot of avies and stuff you see online. Like you,
I ain't never had no problem with that though.
You can be beat on a picture and you see that person in public, you have
it
to
be
look
some,
twice.
It be some
I do
chicks,
not look like my Abby.
It be some chicks.
Yes, you do.
It be some chicks who pictures don't do them justice.
Yeah, they look
they look a lot better in
too
person.
Too much justice. Mm-hmm. You got pictures that has done a person too much justice.
But that's what I'm saying. I ain't ran into that one, Slim.
You hadn't ran into it for you, but you've seen it.
I've seen it, but yeah. I'm talking about as far as like a love interest. It's not happening. But let's talk about this. Kim Kardashian put Taylor Swift on Front Street.
Slow clap. Yeah.
You gotta have your man back. Look, bring out the receipts.
I think that's probably like the only
for.
Time that you're gonna hear me happy about anything that a Kardashian has done. Yeah. Right?
You're not gonna make my man look bad.
I
other than
I don't
Rob.
Like her. I feel like
other
she
than
just
Rob.
Like that
other than Rob. I'm cheering for Rob.
Yeah.
But them hoes, fuck them. But this one time, I liked it because you had this little white heifer playing like she was so innocent and didn't know nothing. And really, in reality, she was lying in the whole time.
But I always knew it was something about her. I've never put my finger on it.
It's in that goddamn DNA. To play innocent, and I fucking hate this shit because that's the first thing they do. They try to play innocent on you. That bitch got up and gave that whole speech when she accepted the award. Mm-hmm. People was saying that heavy accomplishment. And it's like, look here, you little pale bitch. Thank God Jay Gray ain't here because he can't tell me, don't say that. Look here, you little pale bitch. Hate you. And
that was the first time I was actually like, Kim is okay. Because people were going to come after him like he did when he got on stage and said Beyonce should have won that award, which Beyonce should have back then. Because Taylor, whatever, Taylor's always been the victim of everything. She's always the victim. And I don't like
victims. People always the victim.
I don't like victims.
They always the victim.
I appreciate the villains. I appreciate you people.
They got the thing on Snapchat where it shows all the celebrities she's had feuds with.
And she has feuds with a lot of them.
It was two YouTubers who got married and they used her song. She didn't sue them. The video was still up. She had YouTube mute the audio for over a year. Like, you could watch that wedding video, but you couldn't hear shit.
Also, the the dude who
all
taught her to play guitar or something like that.
Who?
The guy who taught her, like, was her guitar teacher or something.
Yeah.
He used her, like, as an example of the people who he's dealt with.
Yeah.
And she had a problem with it.
Oh, yeah.
And he couldn't put her name on his website.
She had a problem with everything.
She's just a horrible person. I wish she'd just freaking disappear. She's like the white version of K. Michelle.
A lot of people try to say that Kanye West wasn't responsible for her blowing up, but
I didn't know who
did
here
not
she
know
was
who
until
the fuck
then.
The little heifer was prior to him running on that stage.
Yeah, it's like I think she was one of them like country pop type of stars. You wouldn't know her unless
she
like
was
this.
New.
She was brand new.
Yeah,
so we didn't know her.
Yeah, I didn't really know her either. Like, I didn't know shit about her.
So he kind of was responsible for us.
Because people felt sorry for her.
Yeah.
Look what Kanye did, and we're going to support this little Nashville.
She ran with this shit.
Living little girl.
And she living off being victimized to this goddamn day. You know what I'm saying?
And she still tried to defend herself.
After that.
Didn't let me listen to the song, and that don't fucking matter.
If them cameras had been rolling, she would have got away with it. Really got away. Then she was thinking about suing them because they recorded it, but he had you on speakerphone, so you knew you were on speakerphone for other people because it was somebody else talking too. So you can't sue them for that. Like, just get over it. You got caught in a lie. And then Selena Gomez came trying to for her to come. She even said something about it's not trying to not to deflect Black Lives Matter move. Like,
yeah, she was
bitch, are
like,
you not brown? Have you forgotten who you are?
Yeah.
Like, there's too much going on.
She's like trying to say that y'all talking about this instead of the real issue.
Yeah, y'all worrying about the
hadn't said anything about
said
real
a
issue.
Damn thing.
That's why people was like, "Well, we'll be here when you ready to talk about it."
Or when she wants sympathy, because I think she has some type of disease. Aww. Selena Gomez, like some type of something she's going through.
I really don't know who the hell she is. Anyway.
I only know her from
Justin
the Disney counter. Justin
Bieber's
ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Exactly.
He's been on a come up since her, not
I
money
fuck with
wise.
Justin Bieber last album, but outside of that,
he got a little flavor after he stopped dating her because he started dating women with booties and things like that. Because you know she's still shaped like a 14.
He's still an asshole.
He's a real big asshole.
and my little asshole dog. The girl asked him, can I get a hug? No.
White Chris Brown. Taylor Swift is a black K. Michelle, and he's the white Chris Brown. This is what it is.
Damn. K. Michelle was actually a victim of something.
No, but K. Michelle plays the victim of everything.
Of everything. She was vindicated once.
In that one, but everything else, she's always the victim. When somebody says something crazy to her and she goes off, she comes back, I'm the victim. I was the one that was disrespecting. It was me. She gets so dramatic.
You know
what
that
hoe
said? I'm not black. I'm a mermaid. What?
How a mermaid shaped like a zebra. Be real.
How are you, man? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Poor K. Michelle.
I was really happy to see Taylor Swift being outed, though. I hope more people get the out there helpful on some other shit. So I hope.
Oh, they're going to have a Taylor Swift get out of here party soon.
More people going to come up front with her
because I just don't
we need
it.
To. It's a couple, like, celebrities we need to get rid of. Kevin Gates can go already. Like, I'm so fucking ready. Like, first this man was just like, I'm not for any of that. And then he comes back.
Just keep it real with me. All I ask is keep it real with me.
Just keep it G with me.
That's all I ask.
But look, though. So then he comes back after the Baton Rouge police officer gets shot. And then he's going to say, salute the shooter. It's like, bro, pick your side. We, like, stay there. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I've been out here in these streets. I got shot. Yeah, you got shot in the ass. People who get shot in the ass usually were running. You were running, dog. You got shot in your ass, bro.
Did y'all see the Waka Flocka game, like little exchange Waka?
Let me talk about that real quick. Let's talk about that. I salute Waka Flocka. Mm-hmm. Dude has really fucking matured.
Evolved.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right?
For real.
The game, he acts just like the women he dates. Young as fuck.
Yeah.
Somebody said, the game a real MC. You diss him, he going straight to the studio that day. Diss song. I was like, nigga, the game is the shade room queen around this motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking about? So he was like, when his game ever did it? I said, so when him and Young Thug had their differences, all he did was make Instagram videos. What was the songs? So then when he thought Walker was talking about him, what's the first thing he do? Makes an Instagram
Jamaican
video. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, he must don't know where the studio is that y'all keep telling me about.
Or maybe he can't afford that studio that y'all keep talking about.
All right. Then Walk even took the high road and was like, dude, I wasn't even talking about you. Yeah. You let the internet instigate this.
You could have called me.
But I will say this. Dude went on the Breakfast Club, and I gained even more respect for Waka Flocka because on Breakfast Club, he was like, I had a lot of time to myself. With her being away, he was like, I wasn't going out doing shit or doing anything. He was like, man, it was just me. It was things that I thought about. He was like, man, me and her never even went on walks in a park. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I never did that. And he was like, Tammy said it was never even a conversation because she knew it would be something he would want to do. He was like, yeah, because I'm always thinking, like, walking the park, I'm gonna need my gun. Cause he was like, the energy I had around me, I had all these negative shit, and that was bringing negative shit into my life.
Yeah.
So he said, man, once I started to remove a lot of that around me and noticing like the things that I have around me dictate what comes in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting here, like, damn. But see, that's the thing. You get people who don't want to see you get like
shine.
No, it's fans who get used to you being a certain way, and they want you to stay in that element. They
like
want
Gucci
to stay
Mane.
In
like you gotta grow up.
It's like, nah. And he even said him and Gucci hadn't spoke yet. And they were like, why? And he was like, he's like, Gucci really has to show me that he's changed as well because I don't want to be around anybody that's going to make me revert back to being the old me.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, if we gonna argue, I don't wanna do that. Mm-hmm. If we gonna fight, I don't wanna do that. And I was like, that's respectable. But see, I always say this, and people think it's a fucking game. Every king needs a queen because a woman makes him better. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Waka would have grew up without Tammy. So I agree with that.
Like, even like when you make mistakes, when you got a woman and you make mistakes, kind of like the thought of losing her would make you want to do better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should make you want to do better.
And please, like, let's y'all nip this in the bud. Dude's not a perfect person. Right. Nobody's perfect, right? So in the near future, it might be somewhere he might slip up and do something. Not saying it might be cheating, but it might be something. You know what I'm saying? She was, and they asked her what was something, what was two things, what made her talk to him? Because she said she wanted to answer a phone call. Said he told her he was going to jump the fence. So she was like, if he going to do that, he must be serious.
Yeah.
So then she said, they asked him, what was another thing that let you know that he was serious about China? She said he went to church. I was like, God damn. But I keep telling y'all, when we know that the little shit that we do, baby, I'm sorry.
Don't work no more.
We pull out all stocks. Yep. And that's how you know a nigga really care. You know what I'm saying? When we go beyond the little shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, couple niggas, this is as far as they go. They gonna shed a couple tears, leave a couple crying voicemails, and then that's it. You know what I'm saying? When niggas get out there, element start going, doing extra shit, niggas care. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. So, I salute dude. I'm happy they're back together. You know what I'm saying? And I think somewhere on the Breakfast Club, she said she wasn't pregnant. But then I read somewhere else that she confirmed the pregnancy. But I'm going to just take what she said on Breakfast Club.
Wait until, because her stomach is flooded shit these days.
I'm still going to wait to see.
Official.
Because she said on Breakfast Club she's not pregnant.
Yeah.
So, until, but he said he want to have a son. So, hopefully hopefully he get her pregnant.
No, people were upset about her going back to her husband.
Bitter bitties.
They were upset.
Yeah, we talked about this, I think, last
week. Yeah, we talked about that last week.
There's a lot of people that was
you married. Can't. That's a marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you make those vows to death do us part, that's something that you should take serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't boyfriend, girlfriend.
It's not a regular relationship.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people getting confused with it. Or they don't look at marriage as being that serious.
The thing is, a lot of people give up too easily.
Even in regular, even in relationships, people, it's so, in their mind, I don't need this shit. I can find something else. It's not as easy as you think. You sitting there saying that stuff. You 1 minute, you should, man, fuck this. I don't need this. And you sit down and think for a minute. And you're like, wait, shit. Let me go ahead and see if I can go back to what I had.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Nothing in a relationship is easy. You're going to have hard days. You're going to have some great days. My thing is, if the good days outweigh the bad days, stick it out. Like, stop letting people tell you, girl, if I was you, I wouldn't accept this, and yet she been with Tyrone, been beating her ass for 20 years.
Or she's single as fuck.
She's single as hell. Man, you better tell that bitch to kick rocks with an open toe shoe and get out of your face. Like, let me deal with my man the way I want to deal with my man. Because most of them are single or they're in relationships they hate that they're in because they can't find better. And a lot of times women see, you can literally, when you see a man with a woman, you can see that he loves her. Their man does not show that type of, that you look at that man, he looking like, shit, I'm ready to go home.
I keep telling you, like, if you get you a dude who necessarily doesn't smile in photos to smile in pictures with you, and it's a genuine smile, that nigga like you. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's what I say about mine. I keep him in a little photo vault. He was like, I hate smiling. I'm like, fuck this. You better show me something. So the pictures that I catch him really like real deal smiling in,
that's
because
he happy.
Let me say
that's because he happy. If dudes ain't smiling no pictures with you, shout it. He's super hard around you all the time.
Cause you gotta be like, that's your girl. Like,
if he's super, that's what I'm saying. If a nigga super macho with you 24/7, he ain't that into you, man.
He too hard to show you love in person. He too hard to show in public. That like, this my girl. Let me grab her ass in person. Let me like kiss on the forehead. Like, it's little things that show that, man, I really like this person I'm with. Like, some men being public with their women, their faces are stone. They're not trying, they're walking in either behind the woman or in front of the woman. Like, it's no like affection whatsoever. Come on, man, stop doing that. It's okay to show the woman you're with that you like her, you love her.
Man, what's crazy about this shit is sometimes I feel like I overdo it. Cause like I'm,
it's better to have like that feeling than the opposite.
Yeah, cause like really, when I really like a girl, like I really want her to know, like, yeah, you the one, and like I go, like I show her that all the time, like I'm super affectionate and shit. But like I do it in a different way. Like I'm not really, all in your space, but I just like stare at you and just be smiling and shit.
Okay, but see, that's the thing for me. I can't be. It's I'm only mushy if I'm intoxicated.
Yeah,
like it's hard.
People need the liquid encouragement.
And I ain't even that. It's just awkward for me to do because it's something I've never really received in life. You know what I'm saying? Like
that
affection.
Try to do with without being intoxicated.
Yeah. I hate the feeling of being okay. I'm gonna say this again. I hate the feeling of feeling awkward, right? Feeling awkward makes me sweat. I don't like sweating if I'm not working out or working or something. I'm cool. Don't want to sweat. So I just avoid whatever makes me feel awkward.
If you were with a woman that showed you know that she wasn't, she didn't have that softer side.
But see, I ain't got there yet, though.
You've never had a woman like
that?
I'm
not saying that. I just don't. I tend to feel like it's not genuine. And I think to this point I've probably been right about it.
What they were giving was not genuine?
Probably not. It was almost. It's always.
Who are you to say that though?
Yeah, you don't. Know
for me to say that?
Yeah.
Cause we ain't together now.
It doesn't. That does not mean that when they were with you that they didn't mean. What
maybe
they
meant
then.
It and
things
you
change,
didn't receive it
yeah.
that way and you fuck shit up.
Yeah, probably sometimes so. You keep.
That's cool, but I always think you I can find. Cool. I always think I can find a better man. I'm
have just, you found?
I didn't.
You're not
I'm
looking. You're not
yeah,
looking
we talked about that. I feel like an upgrade every time. See that one day. Hey, one day I'm gonna just have to stunt. You know what I'm saying? To let folks see my old work, man. You know what I'm saying? I done put together some great teams. You know what I'm saying? Like
Olympics.
I wish Olympic I could get team. My scribble back though.
Go get her.
Nah.
Other club that was a little one. So what did you hear?
She moved to Houston. She moved to Houston. No. She moved to Houston. She bad too.
Dang, I've highly considered that.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah, man. This Real Things podcast, man. We out.